It is January 18th, 2017. My name is Rosemary Neves, and I am sitting with Barb Wilkinson in her lovely new apartment in Athabasca. And we are going to embark on stories from Barb's life. And before we do that, I just want to go through the history in terms of Barb's maiden name and so on. Barb's full name is Barbara Ann Wilkinson. Wilkinson spelled W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N. Barb's maiden name is Hargrave. Her father's name was Harry Hargrave. Her mother's name, Ruth McElroy.
McElroy.
McElroy. M-C capital E-L-O-R-Y, Hargrave. Barb's birthday is July 18th, 1935. Her place of birth is Medicine Hat, Alberta. Her husband's name, Robert Allen Wilkinson. Okay, let's start, Barb. And
okay, well, as you said, I was born in Medicine Hat, but I lived at the Dominion Range Experimental Station, 40 miles south of the Many Berries, 100 miles south of Medicine Hat, 5 miles from the American border, and 10 miles from the Saskatchewan border. Mm-hmm. And the first year Mom and Dad were down there, they lived in a tar paper shack.
Really?
With no conveniences. And Mom had grown up in Edmonton, so that was quite a shock. And then Dad was made superintendent of the range station, and they moved into a house that had running water. So that's about when I came along. And I had a very happy childhood there because I rode horses, had a pet antelope every summer.
A pet antelope?
Well, yes, the cowboys would bring in baby antelope, and I'd bottle feed it all summer.
Oh, really?
And then they'd go off with the herd in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a perfect pet. But there were horned toads, and there were scorpions, and ticks that carried Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Oh, okay.
And you could be vaccinated for Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but you had to have 5 shots a week apart. And it was 100 miles of dirt road into Medicine Hat. And so we went in for the first shot one year. And you had to get this every year. And Dad watched the doctor inoculate me. And he said, well, I can inoculate calves. I guess I can do her. And so he got the serum and inoculated my sister and myself. Once a week, Mom would stand in front of us with a chocolate bar, and he'd give us a shot. So anyway, and what else happened down there? I said Mom was teaching me.
Yes, for 4 years.
Yeah. But I took 5 years of correspondence lessons. I mean, she taught me for 4 years, but I ended up, when we moved to Medicine Hat, rented a house in there,
mm-hmm.
and commuted back and forth. My sister started school, Norma, then. And so then we were in Medicine Hat for 2 years. And oh, and something else, when we were at home, she taught me correspondence lessons, and we had Sunday school every Sunday morning, which was sort of amazing. But I had a desk in my bedroom, and we'd start the day for school with a song at the piano, and I'd march into my bedroom, and we'd start school. And at 10:30, we had recess, and she peeled potatoes for dinner at noon. And then she went from 1:30 till 4,
mm-hmm.
regular school day. Anyway, and so we had 2 years of Medicine Hat. And what did I do there? Well, I went to Riverside School, and I belonged to Brownies. And then we moved to Swift Current. And Dad was in charge of cattle. And in Swift Current, I belonged to CGIT and Girl Guides, I think. And we were just there 2 years. And then we moved to Lethbridge. And I took my high school in Lethbridge. While I was there, I curled and belonged to CGIT again. And what did I do that was memorable in Lethbridge? Well, I was sent to a leadership camp in Banff, or Jasper, at Lake Edith at the end of grade 11. There were two of us from Lethbridge that went. And then I finished my grade 12. And I just turned 17, and I went off to the University of Alberta to take a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And I was there 4 years, and 4 calendar years, because it was the first of a 4-year program.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed in Pembina Hall the first year, and then the second year. In May, we went into the hospital, but there was no room for us in the nurse's residence. So we rented the Theta house, and I was a Theta, and hired a cook and a housekeeper, and stayed there for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the nurses hated us, because we had no restrictions on when we had to get home.
Right.
So in the fall, we moved into the nurse's residence, and went through nurses training, and then 1 year back at university. And where did I stay then? I think back in Pembina Hall. And the last 4 months, I had a month in psychiatry at Oliver.
Oh, yes.
And a month in a rural hospital in Medicine Hat, which was very handy because my grandmother lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month in public health in Lethbridge. And then convocated in September and went to Westlock to work for 1 year to pay off my bursary. And I met Bob there.
Mm-hmm.
And in Westlock, we curled. Well, I met him playing badminton. And we curled, and I led brownies. And, I was president of the Canets. He was a kinsman. That was later, after we got married. We got married in 1958. And I was president of the nurses chapter. And then I stayed home. I worked briefly in the Westlock Hospital, very briefly. But David was born in 1963, Pat in 1965. And then in 1967, we moved to Athabasca. Bob had been assistant secretary of the MD and then town secretary. And then he worked for Bott and Bruha, an accounting firm. And then we moved to Athabasca in 1967, and he was county administrator. And I stayed home until Janet was 2. She was born in 67. She was our centennial project. And when she was 2, I went to work part-time for the health unit as a public health nurse. And so that was 69. Well, I was only part-time for a short while, and then I became full-time, and I had a come-in babysitter that stayed with the kids. And then I became CEO of the health unit because we had no medical officer of health.
What, do you remember what year that was?
About 70.
Mm-hmm.
And covering an area from Canuso on the west to Rich Lake on the east, including Lac-la-Biche, Galling Lake, Smith, Athabasca. So there's lots of driving involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1967. Well, then we bought the farm in 1975.
Oh, that's when the farm goes back to then.
Yeah.
75.
And I retired, one of the many times I retired. And well, we had cattle in the summer, bantam chickens, and then Pat started raising sheep because the kids were in the 4-H club at Collington. And he did well with the sheep. They helped put them through university.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had horses, 2 or 3 of them over the years. And what did I belong to in town? Well, the nurses' chapter again. And I retired from the health unit in 75 to spend time at home with the kids. And then in 1982, Bob had lost his job at the county, and I went in and took a refresher course at the University Hospital and came back and worked at the hospital, the trailers.
Oh.
And I hadn't worked in a hospital for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of interesting. And I really enjoyed it. And then I moved when they built the new hospital over and was charge nurse on auxiliary. And worked there for, I ended up as charge nurse on acute care. And at that time we had 42 beds on acute care, and we had over 100 deliveries a year, which is a little different from now.
Absolutely.
And it was fun. I really enjoyed getting back to bedside nursing. And then I got tired of getting up at 6:30 in the morning. And then I moved over to home care and ended up as home care coordinator for, the same area. Smith, Galling Lake, Wabasca, Boyle, I guess that was the area. And I stayed there until I retired in 1996. And Bob and I did a lot of traveling. We'd travel to, we were in Mexico 11 times.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and we had a theater tour to London, England, with David and Denise Armstrong, which was wonderful. And then we went to Portugal and Spain with Peggy and Glenn Gilchrist, I think. No, and then I took 2 river cruises. Bob died in 2010. And I took 2 river cruises, one down the Danube with Karen Bradfield, and from Passau to Budapest. And then another one with John and Phyllis Shannon from Amsterdam to Antwerp, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went with Shannon's to Ireland.
Oh, did you?
For 2 weeks. And as an aside, John just wrote to me, and he'd been over in Ireland and spread some of Phyllis's ashes on the River Shannon. And so that was a great trip. And then on our 50th wedding anniversary, 2008, we went to China.
I remember that.
Yeah, we were there for 3 weeks. Took a river cruise. Well, went to Shanghai. And then took a river cruise up the Yangtze River to Chongqing, which I'd never heard of and has 30 million people. And we traveled at night, and every day we took a tour somewhere to a pottery factory or a silk factory or a school. And that was a wonderful trip. And it had special meaning to me because I had a great aunt and uncle, Rob and Claudia McCammond, who were missionaries in China from 1905 to 1935.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought many wonderful things back from China. So anyway, and I've been down in the States. Well, when we were at Many Berries, we went to Havre, Montana, more often than Medicine Hat, because the road was paved south of the border.
You were so close to the border.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back. My first trip to Vancouver, well, before that, we went down to Yellowstone Park when I was a year old and saw Old Faithful. And Mom said I wouldn't get into the bathtub afterwards because of the water running. Anyway, and then my first trip out to Vancouver was, oh, I suppose in the 40s during the war, because we stopped, went over the Cascades and stopped at Greenwood, BC, where there was a Japanese internment camp.
Oh.
Where they'd evacuated the Japanese from Vancouver to Greenwood. And I remember we stopped for lunch in a cafe, and all they had was pie. So anyway, and we went on to Vancouver. Dad had to stop at Agassiz at the experimental station there. And we went on and saw Stanley Park and some of the things in Vancouver. Okay, and back to the health unit. We started the early intervention program where we followed kids from birth to school age and did developmental testing on them, and then transferred that information onto the schools when they started school.
That was a big program.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it was very enjoyable.
Very, very good.
And Dario Alston was in Slave Lake at the time.
Right.
And, I can't remember who was in, and Gail Robertson was in Slave Lake. And Black Labish, Olive's Cocoon, and I can't remember who else. Okay, on with our travels. I had two timeshares, one in Cabo San Lucas and one in Fairmont. So we went to Fairmont every year while Bob was alive. And and went down to Cabo San Lucas twice.
Where is that?
South of San Diego.
Oh.
Right down in that corner. And I gave that timeshare to David. And he and Kim just got back from there this last weekend. And after I retired in 1996, we drove across Canada and took 7 weeks to do it, and stayed in hotels, motels, and we went right through to Newfoundland.
Did you really?
Yeah. We spent a week in Saint-Jovite, Quebec,
uh-huh.
And then toured around Montreal and Quebec City, and then went on to Newfoundland, and then came back to Digby, Nova Scotia, took the ferry over to Maine, and spent a week in a timeshare in Maine, and then drove home. That trip was 20,000 kilometers. And then a couple of years later, David was in the RCMP up in Fort McPherson, Northwest Territories.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove the Alaska Highway, and went to see them, went right up to Inuvik, drove the Dempster Highway, and then went over to Fairbanks, down to Skagway, back over to Whitehorse, and then down to, well, we went to Dawson City, and then came back down through Kitwanga, and then back home on Highway 16, and it was a 14,000 kilometer trip.
Was the Dempster paved at that time?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
No, it was shale. But we had no problems, no cracks in our windshield, no car problems. But coming back from Fort McPherson, well, first of all, we had to wait 3 extra days because there'd been a lot of rain and the river was up and we couldn't take the ferry across. So we stayed with David and Terry and waited until the ferry was in again. Then we took the ferry in part. The only town between there and Dawson City is Eagle Plains. And when we were driving, we ran into a couple having car trouble. And Bob got out and tried to help them with it. And he figured it was a timing problem. So we gave them a ride into Eagle Plains. They were an American couple who had rented a car in Anchorage and were traveling back down to the States. So I don't know what happened to them after we dropped them off at Eagle Plains.
Mm.
And they had to get their truck towed into Eagle Plains to get it fixed. Now, other travels. Been down in the States to Palm Desert 2 or 3 times. And then 1 year, we went to Daytona Beach, and my brother-in-law, who is Jamaican, came, and they stayed a couple of days with us there, and then we went on to Jamaica and stayed with Ainsley Morris, Ozzy's brother, half-brother. That was interesting. His mother... Well, his father had 3 alliances, and so he had 2 half-brothers with the same father, and the mothers were all sisters,
mm-hmm.
which is a little unusual. And Jamaica was interesting, but at Ainsley's house, there were bars on the windows, bars on the door, bars between the living area and the bedroom areas, and bars across the driveway. And his cousin, David Campbell, drove us up to Ocherias. And we looked around there. And, oh, we had a week in a condo that Ainsley had there, and it came with a cook, which was great. So we spent a week there, and then we flew home from Montego Bay, and that was that trip. And then did I mention that we went to Portugal and Spain?
You did mention Portugal, but you didn't talk about it.
Well, no, Portugal was wonderful. We were on the Algarve for a week, and then we went up to Lisbon for a week. And while we were on the Algarve, we went over to Seville in Spain and saw the most beautiful building with mosaic tiles all around it. And Where else have we been? Oh, we've been out to the coast several times. And I still go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have three cousins
right.
on the island and one good friend in White Rock. So I didn't do it last year, but I'll do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where else have I been?
You have a sister in Winnipeg, don't you?
Yes, I did, and she's since moved to Edmonton.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She has a daughter in Edmonton, Heather, and Graham Tipples, and they have four kids. And Norma and Ozzie are living in Canterbury Court.
Okay.
And their other daughter, Suzanne, is a lawyer, and she works for TELUS, and she lives in Vancouver. So they decided it would be handier to move to Edmonton. And Ozzie's 90 years old, but he's in good health.
Mm-hmm.
And something else. Well, I came from a ranching family. They ranched 40 miles east of Medicine Hat. My great-grandfather came to Medicine Hat in 1883, and he was a trader. He'd worked for the Hudson's Bay Company out of Winnipeg. And he got a lot of cattle in trade. So he just, and he didn't have room for them in Medicine Hat. So he, excuse me, and his friend Little Corn, a Cree, and my grandfather, who was 10, snowshoed 40 miles east of Medicine Hat, where Little Corn thought it would be a good place to establish a ranch. And that's how it started.
Yeah, wow, isn't that interesting?
And the ranch is still in the family. The fifth generation are running it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 125th reunion in 2013. And there were 300 people there, all relatives or friends. And the ranch was a big part of my childhood because we'd go there for Christmas. And during the war, two of my uncles and one of my aunts were overseas with the Army. And so it was a worrisome time for Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other grandparents lived in Edmonton. So I saw a lot of them when I was in training because they'd lived in Garneau, not far from the University Hospital. Now, what else? Well, on our honeymoon, we were married in Lethbridge, went down to St. Mary's and over to Seattle and back up through Canada. And I mentioned the trip to China. And we went to Palm Springs several times. I think that's about it.
You've done a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. My goodness, I had no idea.
Yeah, we really enjoyed traveling.
Sure. And you still do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we bought the farm in 1975 and lived out there for 42 years. And I mentioned this before, that we had cattle and horses and
mm-hmm.
sheep and bantam chickens and mm-hmm. rabbits. All those interesting things.
The rabbits that keep increasing in numbers and
stuff? Well, yes, but the coyotes get them, too.
Mm.
And the last cat I had, a coyote got. So this one's about 3 years old.
Yes, it's fluffy, right?
Yeah.
She keeps putting her 2 cents worth in on this interview.
Yeah, she's always around.
Mm-hmm.
She's good company.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk a bit? I mean, you've done a lot of community...
Oh,
volunteerism.
Yes. Well, here in town, I was chairman of the FCSS board for 5 years.
Were you?
chairman of the, or president of the hospital auxiliary for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
3 years. And I was president of the nurses chapter here. And now I belong to a book club and still the hospital auxiliary and church activities. And I play bridge over here at the senior center.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Just yesterday was the first day. But I played a lot of bridge when we were in training. We'd come off evenings and play bridge in the lounge all night until the day staff went on the next day. And go to bed.
Governing Council?
Oh, yes. Well, NADC, I should talk a bit about it. It was very interesting because I
got... Can you just spell it out?
Northern Alberta Development Council.
Okay.
And we got into every little community in Northern Alberta from high level... Well, one interesting place was Cague River, where we had lunch with Dr. Mary Percy Jackson, who had come over from England in 1926 and was hired by the provincial government to be a doctor up there. And while she was there, she met Frank Jackson, who had worked for my grandfather at Walsh on the ranch. And then he married Dr. Mary Percy, and they had two kids, and they ranched up there. He took cattle up by rail and then barged them up the down the Peace River to Cague River. But those were very interesting years because we got into Conklin, John V.A., Fort Chip, Denetaw, Grand Cache. You know, 60% of the land area of Alberta is north of Athabasca, and only 20% of the people. And we flew. They'd pick me up in Athabasca but with a small plane. And I remember once coming back, and the pilot didn't know where the airport was. He was looking where the old airport used to be, and I pointed out to him that it had moved, so we landed at the right place. And I was the only woman on NADC, and I was vice chairman. And then when I finished that, I was on Governing Council of Athabasca University for 5 years. And I was vice chairman there, and I think the only woman to begin with. And then there were others that came on later. But I was there during their move from Edmonton to Athabasca. So I used to go into Edmonton for meetings at 8:30 in the morning, and I got 2 or 3 speeding tickets on the way in. But it was a time of great growth with the university. You know, it's been growing at 10% per year, and it has 39,000 students. And my son-in-law, Gilbert Paris, worked for 20 years at Athabasca University. He ended up as registrar before he went up to Fort McMurray to Keano College. And now Gilbert's manager in the Department of Advanced Education in Edmonton, and Janet, my daughter, is an occupational health nurse at NAIT, and my son Pat, who graduated in agriculture, has a farm about 20 kilometers south of town, and he and his wife Krista have a small herd of Charolais cattle, Charolais cross cattle, and going back again, but Dad brought the first Charolais cattle into Alberta. He'd been sent north in 1947 to survey the Canadian reindeer herd.
Oh, really?
And he spent 6 weeks up there, and we stayed with my grandparents in Edmonton. And then in 1952, there was a problem with dwarfism because there were just the four British breeds of cattle. So he was sent down to the States and visited every state west of the Mississippi, going to ranches and feedlots, and decided that Charley cattle should come into Canada. And then he and Dr. Pelche revised the Grosmorne quarantine station in Quebec. I think it's Grosmorne. So that they could import other exotic breeds like Simmental and Chianina.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another aside. Well, my parents lived in Regina for a few years, so we went down there.
Yeah, your dad was with PFRA, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was with PFRA down there. And then he retired and became Alberta Marketing Commissioner. And he and Mum visited 65 countries in 8 years, promoting Alberta products.
Mm-hmm.
And when they moved to Edmonton, I was so pleased because then they were close.
Mm-hmm.
And that Hargrave Ranch, I must mention, it's 65,000 acres.
Really?
Yeah, and they have 300 gas wells. And of course, they've got their mineral rights. And they run about 3,500 cows. Where else have I traveled to? Well, out to the coast often, and down into Montana and Florida. I haven't ever been to New York. Well, I think that's about it, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to go back to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Pat.
Mm-hmm.
You have another son, right?
David.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, David is, he spent 26 and a half years in the RCMP and retired a year ago. And now he's a vice president. He was a staff sergeant in charge of forensics for Alberta. And now he's vice president.
Huge job.
Yeah. And now he's vice president of the Cates Group, who own the Edmonton Oilers and the Oil Kings,
mm-hmm.
in charge of security. And he's just finished hiring 600 security people for the new arena. And he's traveled down to Los Angeles twice, down to Winnipeg. He's a busy boy, but he always was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of glad he's out of the RCMP. He was one of the first ones into Marathorpe when those Mounties were killed. And then when the three Mounties in Moncton were killed, he went down there for 2 weeks to investigate. But he got out alive, so that's something. And he really enjoys his new job. And his wife, Kim, teaches yoga. And they've just moved into a different house, a bigger house. And she's got a yoga studio in her basement.
Nice.
And, that's pretty well. And I have seven grandchildren. They range from 24 down to 10. Four boys and three girls. And they're all either going to school or working.
Mm-hmm.
What have I missed?
I don't think you missed anything. So the next thing on your list is a trip to New York, right?
No, I don't really care if I go to New York. I'll go out to the coast this spring.
Yeah, break up the winter.
Yeah, and I go to the Heartwood Folk Concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids recitals. They both take piano, Amy and Ben. And what else do I do around here? Well, I'm active in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
And, well, I think I've run out of things to say,
okay.
Rosemary.
Life is good.
Yes, it's always been good.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had many wonderful experiences, and I hope for more. You get down from there, silly kitty.
Okay. And Barb has thought of some other things that she would like to add to the recording. So what were some of these things, Barb?
Well, one was when I was in high school, I belonged to High Y, which is a YWCA organization. And we had a trip to Regina where I heard Tommy Douglas speak.
Oh.
And I was really impressed with him.
He's quite a speaker, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Very inspirational. And then also in Lethbridge, I belong to Mrs. Cull's choir and through the church. And in December, we sang carols for the whole month of December from 6 to 7 from house to house and collected money for the church.
Oh, for mission and service?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then also in Lethbridge, I belong to Job's Daughters, which is an affiliate of the Masonic Lodge. And then, because Dad had been a Mason and Mom had belonged to the Eastern Star, and then when I moved to Athabasca, I became a member of the Eastern Star and was worthy matron in 1982. And Bob was also a member of the Eastern Star, and he was a Mason. And then I wanted to tell you about the two cruises we were on. The first one was an Alaska cruise where we went from Vancouver up to Skagway and then down through and up to the glacier and then down through Ketchikan and, well, and at Skagway we took the train up to Bennett Lake, which was where the gold seekers went in the late 1800s, and that was very interesting. And then came back and went to Ketchikan and Sitka, and Sitka was particularly interesting because it had been settled by Russians.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then we came back to Vancouver. And the other cruise was a Panama Canal cruise that we took in 2010. And we flew to Fort Lauderdale, got on a cruise ship, went down to Cartagena through the Panama Canal, and then we took a train trip back from the Pacific side to the Atlantic side. And and then came back by bus. So that was fun because the Panama, well, now they've got a new canal, which is bigger.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to talk about is all the handwork I've done over the years. I started doing Petty Point when I was in training and maybe made about 7 or 8 Petty Point pictures and have given them all away. And then I did needlepoint, made a needlepoint picture and needlepoint covered to a stool in there. And then I started knitting. I knit myself a sweater when I was in high school.
Good for you.
And then I knit sweaters for all my kids and their spouses.
Yeah.
And then I made crib quilts, handmade crib quilts for each one of the grandchildren.
Oh my goodness.
And then I made Afghans for each one of them, knit Afghans. And
That's a lot of knitting.
Well, and that bedspread in there is one that I knit. We'll look at it later. And then I did a lot of cross stitch and some, I don't know what, embroidery, I guess you'd call it. And so I've got a couple of pictures that I'll show you later. But that's about it.
Well, you're still knitting, aren't you?
Well, yeah. Knit with the church.
Yeah.
Knitting group.
United Church.
Yeah.
Yarn Ministry.
Yeah. So that's, I think, all that I forgot.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.